Blog Talk Radio.
Madden voice. 3, 2, 1, now.
Welcome to the Madden voice. It is me, Commissioner T. I know I said last week that we would not be doing a show tonight. Kind of felt like this would be a good week to take off. We have the last week of the preseason, and generally the teams don't play their starters unless there's no depth at a particular position. So figured, well, it's still summertime, you know, a lot of us are still trying to enjoy the summer, and figured, you know, we'll skip this week and get rolling next week before the season started. And that was the plan. But tonight I'm not here to talk about pro football or the NFL. I'm actually here to talk about the whole thing that got me into doing the Madden voice, and that's the Madden video game. Actually here to talk about the tragedy that happened in Jacksonville Sunday. Now, let me be clear. I'm probably not the best person to actually have this conversation, mainly because I haven't been really active in the Madden community in a number of years. So there's probably a lot of other people out there that are better suited to lead this discussion, and I'm sure there's been several discussions over the last 48 to 60 hours since everything went down. But K-Star and I had a conversation, and certainly K-Star, having been to far more tournaments than me and competed at a Madden Challenge and actually lives in Jacksonville, and we are blessed that he was actually back home in Indiana for the weekend, or he might have very well attended at this tournament since he is a tournament player, and even if he wasn't going to compete, knowing so many people, it is likely that K-Star would have been at this tournament, seeing as it's his new hometown. We're fortunate that that nothing happened to him. He wasn't there. But unfortunately, there were two tragedies. I did not know either of, while I do still know a lot of the people in the community, I did not know either of these two young men. Eli Clayton and Taylor Robertson. I've heard nothing but good things about both of them just through being still involved and being in a lot of Madden groups and having a lot of the Madden people as friends. I've been able to kind of keep in touch with what's going on. And, you know, it seems like these two young men, and, you know, I'm pretty old, so I can call almost anybody a young guy. Seem like two good guys. So it is sad that this happened. There were other people that were injured. A couple of them I actually know. And I know K-Star knows a few. I guess there were 9 or 10 people that were also injured. But from what I'm hearing, everybody is doing well, other than the two that unfortunately came to their untimely death. And then the shooter, who I will not say his name at all on this show tonight, took his own life. But kind of what I'm looking to kind of do is talk a little bit about it. For anyone out there that follows the Madden voice and may have saw the story, if you're in the community, frankly, there's probably really no reason for you to listen to the show. But if you are, you know, if you're in the community, you're not going to gain anything by listening to the show. But If you don't know much about what goes on in the Madden community, then you know, you might gain something from the show. I just got a message that K-Star will not be joining me tonight. So I guess it's just me. I'm a little disappointed because he certainly had a much better perspective on this than I did. But as we say, the show will still go on, and I'll do the best I can to cover some of the issues associated with this, give people some things to think about, and maybe even dispel some rumors and some myths. So, you know, I've talked to several people that I know are close to the tournament community, and there's a lot of misinformation about what went on. You know, apparently the killer did go into the tournament with a firearm. My experience in Madden tournaments, it varies from tournament to tournament, but I don't know Madden tournaments to really frisk people and check their bags and that kind of thing. Again, I will say it's been years since I've been to either a local tournament or a Madden challenge, but I don't recall that happening. And even in my time as an official, which for Major League Gaming, I was an official at several tournaments around the country, it was nothing that we were ever asked to do. But that said, I don't know that we ever felt there was a reason. You know, the most we ever thought would happen would be verbal altercations or maybe, you know, pushing, shoving. I mean, I do recall one incident at a tournament. I won't say who was involved, but it got kind of physical. But never, I don't think anyone in the community would ever think that it would get to the point where, you know, someone would feel like they would pull a weapon or even bring a weapon. It's just not that environment. You know, it's a very competitive environment. It's a very, you know, it is a video game, but you guys are playing for a lot of money. So it does get tense. It does get serious. But, you know, at the same time, you know, 99 times out of 100, at the end of a game, at the end of the tournament, people are shaking hands and saying good game, you know. So this is not common. And for people that want to use this and talk about gun control and all of that, okay, yeah, I don't know how this young man got a gun. You know, that's something I'll let the media deal with. I don't know. You know, there's rumors about his mental health. I'm not going to go there. I'm just going to say that this is very unusual. And what bothers me is I was there in a tournament scene when the tournament scene was really battling for legitimacy. And I've seen it happen over the last several years. I've seen it get taken very seriously. Prize money increase, sponsorships increase, EA taking it even more seriously than they've ever taken EA Sports, the designers and the creators of the Madden video game. And I'm just fearful that this incident, they've already canceled the rest of the qualifying rounds, which is probably a good thing to do to regroup. I just hope the short-term impact doesn't mean too long-term setbacks. Too many people that have been involved far longer than me, far deeper than me, have given so much to this community for one incident and one person to bring it back. I'm just hoping that isn't the case. So from what I'm understanding is, and again, I don't know that I'm bringing facts. I've talked to some people. I've seen some videos. So I can't say that what I'm about to tell you is a fact. I can tell you this is what I was told. And I guess in time, it'll either turn out to be true or not. So I'm not going to claim that this is inside information. For me, this is something I was told by someone who I know extremely close to this tournament scene, much closer than I am. And apparently, the gentleman had lost. And apparently, as is very customary in the Madden community, when you lose and you lose badly, your opponent will say some things about you. They will talk about you. I know because I've been on the other end of that. I have been on the other end of losing and having my opponent, you know, say some derogatory things. But, you know, I'm Commissioner T. I got the gift of gab. I don't care how bad you beat me. I'm gonna find something to say back at you. But everybody doesn't have that skill. Everybody doesn't have that ability. Everybody doesn't have the ability to fire back or cap back. Capping, as they call it in the Madden community. But from from what I'm being told, and again, this is what somebody told me, is the gentleman lost. He lost badly, and I guess whoever he was playing or whoever was in the environment, in the scene, he let him know, and he reacted the way he reacted. And it's sad because apparently this gentleman had played Madden before. He won a tournament up in Buffalo. It's sad that could possibly be the case. Again, I want to be clear. I don't know it for a fact. I'm talking to people that are close to the scene, and this is what I'm hearing. Clearly, there's no justification for what he did. Clearly, you know, there's no way to ever go and justify even bringing a firearm, even bringing one. Why would you even bring one? But it is eerie that you can see a previous video of him and you can hear the commentator, and I happen to know it's RG because I happen to know RG, Ryan Glick, who was a Madden Nation and Madden Challenge competitor and actually one of the nicer guys you'll find in the Madden community. And now he works for EA and he's the commentator at a lot of these events. I know his voice and I know that was him talking. And he was saying how this guy is all business and serious and isn't here to make friends. And so I guess you can already kind of imply that he wasn't the social type person. So that's what I know as to possible motives. And again, I'm going to be interested to see what comes out in the days and weeks to come and to see how accurate it is. I don't want to get into gun control. I don't think this is the time to get into gun control. We've had so many unfortunate incidences in this country, and it sparked the debate every time. Access to guns versus mental health, right? Access to guns versus mental health. I don't know what the solution is. You know, I don't have that answer. I don't. And I'm not even going to try to pretend like I do. I think we have a right to bear arms. I think we have a right to go through the process and get a license and carry a licensed concealed weapon based on the rules of the state that you live in. I also think that there is a capacity issue. And if you cannot demonstrate the capacity to hold these types of weapons, then you shouldn't be able to. And, I don't know that when they do these background checks, you know, they're not checking hospital records. You know, they're not checking doctor records to see what kind of medication you're on. You know, they're fingerprinting you and they're doing an FBI background check and they're trying to see if you're a wanted criminal or a felon or anything of that nature. They're not doing that. To my knowledge, that's not happening. So I don't have answers here. All I know is that two young men were killed at the hands of someone that just clearly wasn't right. And it's sad for their families. It's sad for our country. Sad for the Madden community. It's just sad. But where do we go from here? You know, is this a microcosm? You know, are we getting numb to the effect of this? As our society, you know, every time we hear a shooting, it is just like, oh, okay, wow, people got shot in, now this one's Jacksonville, Parkland, Florida, Sandy Hook, Connecticut. We can go on and on. And are we getting so numb to these type of violence that we say it, we see it, and then we just say, okay, what's for dinner? What's on TV? You know, the shock value of this seems to be wearing thin. It seems to be we're not as shocked anymore. We just seem that we've accepted this as it's just part of life. It's just, you know, you get up in the morning, you have your breakfast, you take your shower. I mean, I don't know what order everybody does everything in, but you brush your teeth, you get dressed, and you turn on the news, and oh, yeah, there's another, you know, shooting. And we just take it in stride. I mean, when I heard this, the first thing I heard was there was a shooting in Jacksonville. I'm going to be honest. I said, I was hanging with someone at the time, and I said, oh, wow, there was a shooting in Jacksonville. And then I went on about my day, so I guess I'm guilty. I got a notification on my phone, and I'm like, oh, wow. And I went on about my day. I didn't pay any close attention. And then about 20 minutes, half hour later, I got a second notification, and I saw Madden tournament. And clearly, I flipped out. I mean, I was like, what? Because I know a lot of people that participate in these tournaments. I know tournament directors. I know people at EA Sports. Like, you know, even though it's been several years since I've been that close to it, a lot of these people were there before I got involved and are still there after I stopped being involved. So my first thing, and then I'm thinking Madden in Jacksonville, thinking my co-host, Mr. K-Star. You know, so I immediately jump on Facebook, and my Facebook is blowing up. My Messenger inbox, getting messages from people, and I'm scrolling through Facebook, seeing what happened to who, and you know, and just praying that nobody died, praying that you know it's a shooting, but there's no fatalities, and you know, so. It was something close to me. It was something that I can relate to, just as when I heard about Sandy Hook, which is right in Connecticut, you know? So I guess if it's something that we're connected to, we react, and if it's not, we move on. And I'm guilty of that. I'm guilty. I'm not pointing fingers here. I'm pulling the thumb. I'm guilty because that's exactly what I did. When I heard Jacksonville shooting, I just went on like, oh, okay. It wasn't until they said Madden tournament that I was like, what? And again, my whole news feed was all Madden. Everybody checking on people, commenting, and two of my Madden, I'm not going to say their names because they're Madden friends and they're Facebook friends. One of the guys all over TV. I'm not going to say their names because that's not my place. Not my place to put, you know, their names out there to you, my audience, who may not know any of them. So I'm really just going to respect their privacy and their time with their family and, you know, recovery. And I'm not saying any names. The only two names, you know, that you're going to hear me say tonight, frankly, is Eli Clayton, True Boy, and Taylor Robinson, Spot Me. And in the Madden community, in case, you know, you're not catching it, everyone has a catchy name. Everybody has a catchy gamer tag or a catchy Madden name that they go by. Everybody does. No matter how good or bad you are, everyone's got a name. So those would be the only two names I say tonight. I'm not going to say any other names. But it's sad. I felt the need to come on and just felt like I know a lot of you know that we talk NFL, but you know the name of the show is The Madden Voice. We've been trying to use TMV more because we're more of an NFL show. But I felt like if I didn't come on as being the Madden voice, being the entity that years ago we were the voice of the community. I'm going to be honest, we're not that anymore. We're not. I'm not going to fake the funk and try to be something I'm not. That's intentional. There's a lot of other people closer to the community. I saw my former nemesis, not really an enemy, just we were friendly nemesises, Yo Mama. He did an incredible live feed. If you're friends with Yo Mama, you can see, I'm not going to give his name out. That's not my business to do. If you're into Madden and you know who he is, you know what his real name is, and you can go check it. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I watched some of it, and that was very, very well done. So kudos to him. You know, there's a lot of people, and I'm sure there's other shows and stuff that people in the community are talking about it. I'm just no longer connected to it. I saw a lot of posts from people that I know, Philly Ron and Shopmaster, and people that I've known that are in this industry that are still closer to it than I am. If you know any of them, if you're a Mad Knight and you're listening and you know any of them, hey, they're easy for them to find. Google them or go to Facebook, and you know, they're closer to it than I am. But you know, I just felt the need to come on, talk about it a little bit, and for people that really aren't, for those of Madden voice people that listen that aren't really connected to the Madden community but still listen to the show and just might be wondering, what the heck happened? You know, this community is a bunch of some good people. Did I get along with everybody? No. But, you know, do you get along with everybody? You get along with everybody even in your family? No. Do you get along with everybody at your job? No, you go to church, you get along with everybody in the church. No. So, no, we don't all get along. But, you know, Madden is a brotherhood. And even me, right, here I am, a guy that's probably older than almost anyone associated with the game now. I think I'm one of the older ones that you'll find still associated with the game on any level or formerly associated with the game. Haven't been active with the game in years. Haven't even played the game and still feel a kinship and a brotherhood to them. That's what Madden does. Once you're in the family, you're never out of the family. Even if you don't play anymore, even if you don't go to tournaments anymore, or you're not in any leagues, or you're not, you know, plugged in, you're still connected. That's the brotherhood. And that's what people who aren't in it should understand. This isn't just a bunch of kids playing a video game. It really isn't. It's much deeper than that. It's a family. It's a brotherhood. And, yeah, they're playing for money. They're playing for, in some cases, a lot of money. In some cases, you know, a little bit of money. But they're sponsors. I mean, this is real business here. And these guys that, and, you know, and again, I'm apologetic that K-Star unfortunately couldn't join us tonight. But, you know, these guys practice for hours and hours and hours. They're dedicated to their craft. They take it very, very seriously. And one of the top guys, I call him the GOAT problem, is his name. That's his Madden gamer tag. His real name is Eric Wright, and it's out there, so I'm not giving anything that's not out there. And I had the pleasure of meeting him several times back in my day, and even met his family once. Great family, great young man. I call him the GOAT because he is the GOAT, because I won't even tell you how much money he's won playing Madden, but it's substantial. It's substantial. So this is serious. It's a serious competition, but it's also a brotherhood. It's also a family. And the family's been fractured, but not broken. The family's been hurt, but not destroyed. And the family will recover. And if you have any involvement in this community, if you have any involvement at all with the Madden game and the tournament scene, the league scene, the crew versus crew, or whatever's going on out there, Madden Challenge, lend your support. If you know somebody that was a part of this, give them a call, shoot them a text, give them an email, give them a hug. You know, this is, I see shirts out there being sold. We are Madden. Couldn't say it better. Couldn't say it better myself. So this is something that the community will recover from. And these young men and middle-aged men and all are not going to let this and let one person who was, you know, whatever he was, sore loser, off his rocker, mentally ill, I don't know what it is, we're not going to let him slow down the community. So I'm going to be monitoring from a distance. I'm going to be watching. I don't know that there's much I can do at this point. But if there is, you better believe I'm going to do it. So, listen, I don't want to beat a dead horse. I did want to come on and talk about this a bit and give people a point of reference. And we will be back next week to return to football. Depending on what happens between now and then, I may give K-Star the floor to discuss kind of what happened. But I don't know what's going to go on between now and then. You know, at some point, you have to move on, right? At some point, you have to say, okay, it's time to move on. So we'll see. We might get K-Star to talk about it a little bit more next week. But I think I've said all I needed to say. I hope this was beneficial to anybody listening. I hope this cleared up some misconceptions. And, you know, again, my prayers to the victims' families and friends, my prayers to the Madden community. And I don't know what the solution is, but we have to keep moving on. We got to persevere here. We have to. So, with that said, everybody have a good evening. We'll be back next Tuesday night, and it'll be a little more of an upbeat show. We will be ready for opening day, NFL football opening day, and we're going to cover everything. And, hey, we'll see what happens. Will Dez Bryant be on the team? You know, that's one of the biggest news stories. Who's going to start over in Cleveland? You know? Josh Gordon's status doesn't look like he's going to play week one, but we'll definitely know between now and then. You know, what's going on in Philly at quarterback? Carson Wentz's return doesn't appear he's going to play week one, but then you never know. we're going to have a lot to talk about next Tuesday night. So we will see you next Tuesday night. NFL Talk, Madden Voice. Thanks for tuning in. Good night, everybody. We'll be right back.